Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Richard Myers were back on Capitol Hill today. They were ostensibly there to discuss Pentagon spending in Iraq, but members of the Senate Appropriations Committee wanted to know more about the fallout from the Abu Ghraib prisoner abuse scandal and whether the U.S. can prevail in Iraq. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Ted Stevens, the Republican chair of the spending panel, fought a losing battle to limit today's session to discussing the $401 billion the Bush administration wants for defense next year, or the $25 billion extra dollars it wants in an emergency reserve fund for Iraq and Afghanistan.
This is not a hearing on Iraq abuse. It's not a hearing on Al-Qaeda. This is a hearing on to try and ask questions concerning the information we've been given on appropriations requests so far.
Mr. Chairman, we haven't even been given a request.
As Rumsfeld and Myers watched from the witness table, Stevens told Vermont Democrat Patrick Leahy he had no cork to put in the mouths of either senators or witnesses, and Leahy turned his sights on the defense secretary.
How do you answer the question you posed last October? Your question was, again, are we capturing, killing, or dissuading more terrorists every day than the madrasas and radical clerics are recruiting, training, and deploying against us? How would you answer that today?
I don't know the answer to your question. I wish I did. I posed it because it's maybe a question that's not answerable, except over time.
The barrage of questions was bipartisan. New Mexico Republican Pete Domenici asked Rumsfeld how ready Iraqis really were for a transfer of power planned for June 30th.
It's a tough question. If you think back to Afghanistan, we didn't know how that was going to work.
Domenici was not buying that comparison.
But I don't want to hear about Afghanistan. It is completely different.
It is.
In my opinion, has nothing whatsoever to do with the $26 million people country that has people like al-Sadr around, mm-hmm. gathering up people, that we have cities that we are abandoning to a bunch of thugs, and yet at the same time we're saying we're going to form a new government and turn over power to them.
The emotional temperature of the hearing rose higher when Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin read from an email he received yesterday. It was from a career U.S. officer stationed in Iraq, whom Durbin did not name.
June 30th looms, and most of us can see no achievable goal in sight. Two-thirds of the Iraqis simply want us to leave as of yesterday, and every battlefield success appears to be nothing more than a Pyrrhic victory. Nobody wants to compare this to Vietnam, but it's starting to feel that way on the ground. Everybody just wants to finish their year, get the hell out, and forget they were ever here.
Rumsfeld clenched his jaw and responded.
The conclusion that that young person came to, that we're at the beginning of the end, I submit, will prove to be wrong.
As he spoke, Pentagon officials were arranging to show lawmakers more photos and also videos of the abuse at Abu Ghraib prison. Rumsfeld issued a warning, clearly meant for more than just the members of the panel.
There are going to be more revelations of abuse that will come out in the days and weeks ahead because we've got six investigations looking into all of this. And they will not come out because of the media being so wonderful in investigating everything. They'll come out because the United States military investigations will let them out and they'll announce them.
Rumsfeld called what's come out already a body blow for the country. It was clear, though, that it's been one for him as well, as he became emotional addressing the panel.
These abuses that took place are terrible, they're inhumane, and they're inexcusable, and they'll be punished. But they don't represent America. They certainly don't represent Americans or the American military.
Rumsfeld said he's been reading about Ulysses S. Grant and the Civil War. He called its carnage horrendous, but worth it.
And I look at Iraq, and all I can say is I hope it comes out well. And I believe it will. And we're going to keep at it.
Chairman Stevens thanked him for coming.
We appreciate your comments, and God willing, we hope you're right.
David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.